1,260 were waiting for a dermatological appointment, and actually the dermatologist was on leave last year and there was no backfill or replacement for that consultant, and that's why that waiting list grew to that unacceptable level. And in fact, we did raise this at the Regional Health Forum, and there just needs to be more proactivity in terms of when consultants are on leave or sick leave or whatever else, that they're replaced. And that's what actually happened with that particular 1,260 of that attributed to that. Now, dermatology is very important because we do have a very high rate of skin cancers, etc., which are treated early, are 99% curable. So, you know, waiting isn't acceptable for those things. But that those consultants are back in a position now. So hopefully that waiting list will decrease rapidly now. But there is, and then there's an increase in population as well. Access in terms of accessing consultant appointments. So we may need to look at hiring more consultants into these specialty areas.
And what has been done to reduce the overall waiting list of more than 17,000 patients?
Yeah, there's in terms of reducing the waiting list, there is a need, I suppose, for the surgical hub, which I myself fought hard for, and it was good news to hear that we're getting that surgical hub, and that should decrease the amount of 2,700 that are currently waiting for day cases. And 152 of those are children. So by actually having that surgical hub, but it will take 2 years, but before that's built. So that will help, because what's happening actually in the hospital is that a lot of the beds, the surgical beds particularly, are being used for medical admissions. So we have a bed capacity issue, and we've had this bed capacity issue. Now you can see there that the building is going on for that 42 bedded unit, and as soon as that comes into place and is staffed, that should improve the waiting lists as well. And also the National Treatment Fund is being used, visits with consultants in Derry and surgery being done in Derry. So these are some of the stopgap measures that are being taken place. Really, we are behind in terms of our infrastructure in Sligo University Hospital, and then we need more staff as well. And there have been new appointments made, but this is what happened with last year particularly, was that there was a consultant not in position and no backfill, and that waiting list just grew to that unacceptable level. And now, as I said, those positions are filled.